Hello, and welcome to Wiki Politiki, a show designed to bring right and left front and center, to turn the funk into function, and leave the junk at the junction. At a time when so much political discourse is heat without light, Wiki Politiki shines the light of love and truth on the darkened corridors of power, and then brings leading solutionaries into conversation to light the way forward together. Your host is Steve Behrman, author, comedian, and political and spiritual uncommentator. You might know Steve as his cosmic comic alter ego, Swami Beyond Ananda, or as the author of a more serious book with cellular biologist Bruce Lipton, Spontaneous Evolution. If you recognize that crisis precipitates evolution, and judging by the current crises, the chances of precipitation are 100%, this show is for you. Welcome to the Evolutionary Uprising. Now, here is your host, Steve Behrman.
Well, hello there, and welcome to Wiki Politiki, Conversations for Co-Creation, where we shed light on the darkened corridors of power, and we shine light ahead of us to where evolution is leading. The purpose of Wiki Politiki is to bring left and right front and center to face the music and dance together to address problems rather than defend positions. And today our conversation is going to be about 5G technology. Ready or not, 5G is here. 5G stands for fifth generation cellular technology, which promises to deliver data rates that are 10 to 100 times faster than the current 4G. Not only does this mean faster download rates, but 5G will also enable new technologies like self-driving cars and augmented reality. Mobile devices will be able to send and receive information in less than 1,000th of a second, which appears instantaneous to the user. Wow, well, faster internet, faster downloads on our smartphones, fast, fast, fast. Well, not so fast, say some concerned citizens and scientists. As with cell phones, the radiation from this 5G technology is being linked to higher cancer rates. Now, cell phone providers and mainstream media insist all is safe and there is no problem. Are they right? Or is this just another issue where those with much to gain are railroading an untested technology? Our guest this week, Michael Levesque, is a longtime health advocate. He opened his first health food store in Cortez, Colorado in 1971. In 1982, he opened Vitamin Express that was a successful franchise, running 5 stores for 36 years. He's the author of the best-selling Big Vitamin Dictionary and has spent the past several years studying wireless technology and the human voltage system, which I dare say is a highly charged topic. Michael is a sorry about that. The Swami had to stick his nose in that. Michael is a self-taught expert on EMF, electromagnetic field radiation, and the impact on the human body. He's the owner of RayGuard Protect, a device to protect against EMF exposure. So, is there cause for concern regarding 5G? Is it real? Or is it just a bunch of conspiracy theorists, anti-science alarmists raining on the big parade? Or maybe something in between? Hopefully our guest today, Michael Levesque, will help us clear the air, or at least clear the airways. Welcome, Michael.
Oh, thank you very much, Steve. I really appreciate you having me on the program.
I'm glad that you're here. Yeah, I look forward to it as well. Now, I have to admit that I've been pretty slow to educate myself about 5G. I've kind of avoided it, given all of these other issues that are up in our face. It just seems to be one more thing. And when she's not one more thing, can we have a break? Maybe this time mainstream science is right to reassure us it's just fine and the dangers are overblown. So, Michael, we'll talk more about your background and how you came to this conclusion. What is the bottom line? Is there danger from 5G towers and radiation? And if so, where's the evidence?
Well, it's a hard question to answer because from all the evidence so far, it indicates that there was great harm. And unfortunately, we sometimes jump to conclusions because we listen to the mainstream media that says that mainstream science says there's not a problem. Unfortunately, mainstream science does not agree with the New York Times, and it doesn't agree with the promotions from the cellular technology sector. In fact, mainstream science says that 5G is very dangerous and that we should wait until we really know what it can do. We should follow the precautionary principle because the danger is just too great to mess around with. It's actually, like you said, fifth generation, but actually 5G is 30G. It's 30 gigahertz. And what we're talking about is the kind of energy, millimeter waves, that heat up the microscopic antennas that every cell, skin cell, has. So as a result, one of the first areas where you start to feel the effects of it is in terms of heat. And the military likes this as a way to break up crowd control. Say they have developed a system called, now it's eluding me, it'll come to me in a minute, but nevertheless, it's used, and they're using 5G. And they're using it at 95 gigahertz. However, the approval is from 30 on up to 100 gigahertz. So there is some real concern here. For us, existence is existence, but we human beings all experience different perceptions of existence as well. And we are also genetically different. So we do react to all these kinds of waves of EMF or RF waves in different ways because of our genetic identities. But also our perceptions are based upon a lot of what we see and know. And I guess the main thing that the person is trying to do is to have perception come as close to what it exists as it's possible. So, for example, if you perceive the world is flat, then it is your contention that it is flat. It's your reality. And it's your truth in context that the world is flat. And when you see a satellite photo of the Earth as a sphere, your perception changes and your new reality is the world is a sphere and the context of your truth changes. So was the sphere there all along? Yes, it was, of course. But our new perception of spheres overshadows our previous flat perception of the world. And this is a more clear definition of progress when our perception of reality comes closer to what exists. Right now, science has more than proven that there is great harm from electromagnetic fields when they are way over and above what is necessary. Let me just explain this a little bit further. I like the name you gave me earlier about.
You're paralleling my favorite author, Russell Papers. I know him very well. He's he does a lot of work on the radio. You can hear him right now.
Oh,
Russell
yes.
Papers. So, well, that's good. It's good to know that somebody's still using paper.
Well, I love paper because it doesn't get erased easily. You know, the print, you just don't erase it that easily. So electricity, if we didn't have it, we would be declared dead because that's the final element measured. We are electric bodies, so strong that, well, not strong enough to light a light bulb, but sufficient to keep all cells running. And mm-hmm. It's based upon our pH. And pH is a measurement of our electrical health. It is the measure of the electrons of hydrogen present in our bodies at the moment in time. When a biologist speaks of pH of the body, they are talking about the acid-alkaline balance of the body. The letters pH, meaning potential hydrogen, measures the voltage of our body in the number of electrons of hydrogen. So remember this about hydrogen. Hydrogen is the major component of water as well. So the electrical reference is a biological measurement of acidity. And environmentalists are very concerned about the increasing acidity of the ocean's water, the pH, because either extremes are very harmful. So we try to stay within an equilibrium of about 20 millivolts of electricity. So electricity is a natural part of us, but we've never experienced this level of exposure. It used to be that maybe 5% of people were actually affected by all the cellular towers and cell phones and everything else that's going on. But if the, I mean, today they say that there's approximately 5 billion users of cell phones. In the United States, it's 300 million. So that's starting to have a great effect on our overall health. And our exposure is so great that it's causing now effects. It was 10%. Scientists are now raising it up to 50% of the population is being affected by these electromagnetic waves because of their...
And how are they being affected by the waves? What is the, you know, how do we know that you're being affected?
Well, okay, that's a good question. And Mr. Russell Papers is going to answer that for you in a way that is outlined. Let me find probably one of the best summaries, which is done by Dr. Martin Paul. He's a renowned biochemist and researcher. And he says that it's affecting what they call the VGCCs, or our group of voltage-gated ion channels found in the membrane of excitable cells. So these are found in muscle cells, glial cells, or neurons. And they have a permeability to the calcium ion. And what happens is that the electromagnetic field actually has an effect, and that the voltage centers presently that we are experiencing are 7.2 million times more than normal. And these electrical effects are having tremendous effect, causing all kinds of health problems. And he's put together studies. Well, you know, right now there's over 17,000 scientific studies of harm from electromagnetic fields at the levels that we're experiencing it. So they attack our nervous system, including our brains, leading to widespread neurological and neuropsychiatric effects. They attack our endocrine system, which is our hormonal system, which means it can disrupt everything, including, well, all kinds of things, such as it's lowering male and female fertility, it lowers sex hormones, increased levels of spontaneous abortion. It produces excessive intracellular calcium, as I mentioned, and it attacks the cells of our bodies to cause cancer via the 15 different mechanisms of cancer causation. It's also an attack on the DNA of our cells. So what they find is that people who are really electrically sensitive, if they can get out of the environment of it, and they've only been exposed to, let's say, 3 years, within a couple years, their body pretty much repairs. If they're exposed 5 years, it will take 3 to 5 years to be away from it to get some good repairing. If you're exposed to it for more than 10 years, then it starts to become more permanent. And that's when you start to see some of these things, such as a lot of brain tumors, very specialized brain tumors that are well, it's costing the telecommunications industry huge amounts of sums of payouts because of the harm that's going on. In fact, I don't think that there's any insurance company that will now insure wireless when it comes to health matters.
So in other words, it's been so proven that courts have decided in favor of plaintiffs who have claimed harm by these by EMFs, right? So that's pretty conclusive.
Well, yes. Let me read you something because I found this going through my magazines. I was cleaning some out, and I thought, oh, this is interesting. It has a heading, EMF pollution, increasing awareness. As evidence mounts suggesting that electromagnetic fields cause cancer and other health problems, society is responding with legal actions and further research. In the largest settlement for an electromagnetic injury ever recorded, the Boeing company will pay more than $500,000 to one of its employees who claimed that he developed leukemia during his work with electromagnetic pulse radiation. That's the other thing. The pulsing is nonstop from smart meters, from water meters, gas meters, everything that's going on, as well as from your telephones. So Boeing was charged with knowing about this health risk of the electromagnetic pulse exposure, but failed to warn its employees and not taking any precautions to protect them. And as part of the agreement, Boeing is also required to set up a comprehensive medical program for approximately 700 Boeing employees who have worked with EMP since 1960. When you say 1960? Well, yes. You see, I'm reading you something that is out of a magazine, issue 16, January, February, 1990. So way back in 1990. All of this was already out. The town of Warwick, Rhode Island, became the first municipality in the U.S. to place a moratorium on construction of high-voltage power lines across property because people were afraid of the electromagnetic fields. The Environmental Protection Agency cited research showing this 1960 that 26% of homes tested in one survey were found to have power line electromagnetic emissions levels above 3 milligauss. In most cases, the radiation was coming from common neighborhood power lines. At present time, the EPA considered field strengths of 5 milligauss capable of triggering changes in cellular metabolism. But other researchers have put it the level as low as 1 milligauss, which is what the standards are being asked for. I measure it out on the street. It goes up to 25, 50 milligauss.
Wow. Well, we're going to hold it right
again. This is 1960. So what happened?
We're gonna take a break, and we're going to find out what happened as we return with Michael Levesque and talking about EMFs and 5G technology. This is Steve Behrman, Wiki Politiki Radio. We'll be back after these messages.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
More than 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder, and that number continues to grow. I'm Sharon Saylor, and I'm one of those 24 million. To put that number in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. That's why I've brought together top experts and those thriving regardless of their diagnosis to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information. Join me, Sharon Saylor, Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio to find out how to live your life uninterrupted.
Are you done with the daily barrage of negativity? Ready for some positivity? Creations Magazine has been inspiring the soul for over 30 years, delivering thought-provoking and solution-driven articles, essays, and poetry that inspire you to enjoy a vibrant life. Holistic health, personal and spiritual growth, relationships, the environment, and so much more. Read us online or order a subscription creationsmagazine.com.
911, what is your emergency?
My kid shot himself.
All right, where's the wounds?
911, what's your emergency?
Please help. My son shot his brother.
911, what is your emergency?
911, please state your emergency.
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns.
It wasn't locked.
Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Hello, this is Steve Behrman. We're back with our guest on WikiPolitiki, Michael Levesque. We're talking about 5G technology. You know, we just heard a commercial talking about guns. And, you know, something like guns, they make noise. You can actually see the impact of a gunshot. You can hear the impact. But these waves are silent. They're silent. And obviously, if they do harm over time, sometimes it takes time, and it happens silently. And so people don't have it, so to speak, in their faces. Meanwhile, in contrast to what you were just pointing out, if you go ahead and Google 5G, all you get at the top of the list are glowing reports, no pun intended, about how fast and awesome it is. You get articles like how 5G can save lives by helping first responders. If you Google 5G dangers, you get the New York Times on the health hazard that isn't, and reinsurances by science websites that 5G is safe. How can that be? I mean, if you think about it, if you're saying that science is telling us that there are caveats and that this is unsafe, how can they get away with that?
Oh, it's called the media, and it's very easy. You know, I sold vitamins and herbs and homeopathic remedies for many, many years. And it was a constant battle with New York Times and other newspapers that would print these horrible things about nutrients. Like folic acid was considered nonsense. It didn't do anything. I knew scientists who went before the FDA, and they had a wheelbarrow full of studies showing how important folic acid was for the mother to be, so that the baby would be born without spinal bifida. And what happened? Nothing. It took years and years and so much harm until finally they recognized it. But there were newspaper articles against it and everything else. The same thing happened with almost everything. It all has to do with advertising as well. Who are the major advertisers now? The pharmaceutical industry. They are controlling magazines, they're controlling the media, TV, all different places. Telecommunications, they're advertising like crazy. There's so much money involved. Somebody like the New York Times to print something like that are being apologists for something very harmful. And they're doing a real disservice to humanity in general. And, you know, there have been some really in-depth reports about how the Federal Communications Commission, the FCC, is dominated by the industry it presumably regulates. There's a great study and a great report written by Norman Alster and published by Harvard University. And it goes into the great depths of all the things that have gone wrong in the process. Remember that we used to have a smart Congress. We now have a dumbed-down Congress. What happened? Well, back when technology was starting to happen, we said, we've got to know more about it, and we have to have our legislators know about it. So we developed and created the Office of Technology Assessment. And the OTA was extremely important. The reports that they came out with were so important for the environmentalists and for everybody else, because it showed what was, and it wasn't slanted at all. It wasn't slanted. 75% of the wireless funded research all says there's no harm, but that's not true of the independent research. Now, when it comes to 5G, if you ask them, well, what about your research on 5G? Do you have a health study? They were before Congress, they said no. They said, you don't have a single health study? No, we don't have one health study. Well, how can you do this without a single health study? Not only that, the Commonwealth Club just recently, let me get it, the Commonwealth Club, in their magazine and newsletter, they had a thing just saying, like, it's the whole wireless thing is getting ridiculous with all the towers and everything. We have to go to fiber optics and stop this whole craziness that's going on. The things that happened is that the OTA under President Reagan, Newt Gingrich, said, you know, it's a waste of money, and also it's not in the best interest of the country, especially the financial interests. The OTA was defunded in December of 1995. 6 months later, in 1996, the Telecommunications Act was passed. In that act, they said that all studies and all the things having to do with health were going to be studies only by engineers, because they already knew that as far as science was concerned and medical science, it was dangerous. But engineers, they can measure it and they can prove that it's not a big deal, because they can measure it according to a how much does it heat up water or things of that nature. But when you get down to it, you realize that that is no way to protect society. It's no way to protect the health of children, the health of pregnant women, the health of people. We know that the falling sperm count has just skyrocketed. It's like 60% lower. And that's only been in the last few years since the cell phone, all because people keep their cell phone, you know, where they shouldn't, in their pockets. We also know how it's affecting breast health, because women would keep it in their bras, and then they would have this exact cancer the same size as the cell phone. But you see, the cell phone companies have been warning people all along. It says so right on the insert. Do not put this next to your body. Do not keep it next to your body. But nobody seems to take that too seriously.
Where else are you going to put it? I mean, people have pockets. I guess you can put it in your briefcase. You can hold it at arm's length. People hold it up to their heads. People have been holding it up to their heads. And I know people who have died of brain cancer over the past number of years. And that was very likely a cause. You know, it's very interesting. You're talking about 1996. You know, it seems like there are three things that are happening in parallel that are just too much of a coincidence. First of all, we have, as you're reporting, the toxicity of electromagnetic waves that has essentially been dismissed because it's bad for business. During the same period of time, over the past 30 years, 25 or 30 years, same thing has happened with glyphosates. Monsanto has been able to put essentially railroads the glyphosate issue without having any studies proving that they're safe. Even though they do impact the microbiome and DNA, same thing with vaccinations. So what we have, because we have the New York Times and other mainstream progressive liberal pro-science sources that are saying it's safe, these people are paranoid, they're vaxxers, they're alternative alt-right extremists and so on. So it's gotten to the point where when I was doing a show in front of a very progressive audience in California, and mentioned the vaccination thing, and I pretty much got booed off of the stage by these people who believed that they were defending science against these conspiracy theorists. So it seems like this is happening in parallel, that the pharmaceutical industry, the biochemical agricultural, chemical agriculture industry, the fossil fuel companies, like the tobacco companies before any of them, are basically putting their own economic needs ahead of the needs of the people. And so how do you see, I mean, first of all, it seems like 5G is a given. The cell towers are going up everywhere. In most communities where there's been opposition, the opposition has already been squashed and squelched. How can people protect themselves against these waves, other than don't put your cell phone next to your body?
Well, first of all, I think that it can be stopped, and I think it needs to be stopped right now. You see, I'm looking beyond a lot more because I've read a lot of Russian literature that's from the past, having to do especially with electromagnetic fields and its effect on plants, on insects, on birds, plant life, and on rain. And keep in mind that hydrogen is the electrical element here, and I think it's rather peculiar that we're having global warming and that at the same time we have glaciers that have been there forever melting so quickly. And I don't know if there's a connection, but for my mind, I start to say, is there a connection between the so-called satellites that they now have up, showering us down with things? You know, it's very interesting about the satellite situation. Let's see if I'm wrestling some papers again. Sorry about that.
I know. He's my favorite author. I know. He's,
yeah, I know.
He makes himself heard.
Yeah,
reading is usually silent, but I like the sound effects that come with reading. So my listeners will too.
This is interesting, and this is something that they discovered on September 23rd, 1998. 66 satellites launched by low orbit by the Iridium Corporation commenced broadcasting to the first ever satellite telephones. Those phones would work equally as well in mid-ocean and in Antarctica as in the middle of Los Angeles, a remarkable achievement. But telephone interviews revealed that on that day exactly, electrically sensitive people all over the world experienced stabbing pains in their chests, knife-like sensations in their head, nosebleeds, asthma attacks, and other signs of severe electrical illness. Many did not think they were going to make it. Statistics published by the Centers for Disease Control revealed that the national death rate rose 4 to 5% during the following 2 weeks. Thousands of homing pigeons lost their way during those 2 weeks all over the United States. And now they're planning to put over 20,000 satellites sending millimeter waves, which are much stronger, onto the Earth. SpaceX has already deployed some. Steve, I'm one of those poor individuals who's electrically sensitive, and I was diagnosed with Crohn's disease, and I knew I was electrically sensitive. I had PG&E come and check my house and everything else, and through mitigating the exposure, I regained my health, and all of a sudden I'm no longer diagnosed as Crohn's disease. In fact, my digestion is excellent. However, in the last 4 to 5 months in San Francisco, walking along the streets, which is now rolling out 5G, my feet are burning. So I'm thinking, oh, I have neuropathy. I went to the doctor. I asked her to check me out. She says, no, you don't have any neuropathy. She said, I said, but I'm burning. And she says, well, I don't know. I said, my feet. And if I get in a car, remember, cars also have electromagnetic fields.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, you're encased in it. Planes, I mean, God, you go into an airplane, and now they have wireless in the plane. I was on one plane. I didn't protect myself properly, and I was going through so much problems. And I had a Gauss meter, and I measured it. It was off the chart. It was off the chart. It was so dangerous. And yet, they allow it. It's just as though the government is allowing it. Now, that's not true in every country. We're about 100 million times higher than in some of the other countries.
What other countries have not? It seems to be a worldwide phenomenon. Certainly, if there's satellites that are beaming this, it's a worldwide phenomenon. Are there countries that have mitigated it or banned it?
Well, no. This has to do with earlier than these are all countries back in 2012, 2006. Different countries had different levels. Even cities mm-hmm. had different ones. Like the city of Toronto only allowed 10 milligauss. But generally speaking, the exposure to these things has tremendous effect at these very, very low levels. We are so sensitive. But not just us, but I'm sure that a lot of the damage going on to trees and the fact that they're dying and fires and things like that have to do with their exposure to these electromagnetic fields. I see trees in the city and they're sometimes there's leaves on the top and then they're missing leaves in the middle and the trees are not happy. There's something that is really wrong. And the Constitution, the Bible, I don't care, the Torah, the Book of Islam, whatever you want, all say that we are to protect humanity. I mean, it's required of us as human beings. And it's required of our government as well. And I think that our government has to be taken a toll and educated. And as I said, after the defunding of the OTA, and then all of a sudden the FCC comes along, and who should head up the FCC but the past chairman of the board of the Cellular Telecommunications Industry Association, which is a trade association. Their goal is to promote. They're promoters. They want to promote mm-hmm. their product. They want to sell it. They want to make millions, trillions of dollars. They say that probably by 2026, overall, it'll be a $26 trillion business. It puts to shame the pharmaceutical industry and even the war industry. I mean, it's...
Both industries that ought to be put to shame, I would add. We're going to take a short break. We'll be back in our final segment and talk with Michael Levesque about what we can do collectively and individually to mitigate the harm from 5G. This is Steve Behrman, Wiki Politiki Radio.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
The Shift Network. Presenting transformative programs and events to help you awaken to your full potential so that together we can build the more beautiful world our hearts know is possible. Our classes support you in finding and cultivating your gifts and in bringing those gifts to the world to create tangible change and connect us as global citizens. Go to theshiftnetwork.com or follow the link on the Wiki Politiki sponsors page.
Imagine being fired because of who you love. Imagine being denied medical treatment because of who you marry. Imagine being evicted because of who you are. Millions of Americans don't have to imagine this. They have to live it. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against LGBT people. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Okay, this is Steve Behrman on WikiPolitiki. We're back in our final segment talking with Michael Levesque about 5G technology. So I have two questions. Earlier, you mentioned fiber optics as a possible alternative. Could you say more about that?
Well, fiber optics was promised to the American public by the telecommunications industry and also by the government. I think that something like five cents out of every large amount was supposed to be set aside. It would cost probably $40 to $80 million to provide fiber optics to every person in the United States. This is according to government studies. And that would be wonderful because it would level the playing field for everybody in terms of what goes on. And fiber optics offers no electromagnetic fields at all. It's also secure. With wireless, you do not have security. You have a tremendous amount of hacking possible. As a store owner, I would never have wireless in my store just because I don't want people being able to hack my system, and who knows what they might do with my books. I don't know. So that's part of it. And
So let me ask a clarifying question. So fiber optics, we're talking about cables. We're talking about more like an Ethernet than a wireless internet.
Yes, they're all cables, because with cables you can also contain the fields that exist. With fiber optics, actually, there is no field, but if it gets converted into a field because of a wire, it will still be contained within the wire. So wire technology is very safe, and it's also much more secure. The other thing is, once you do have that, you don't want to have a wireless modem, because the wireless modem is like having a cell tower in your house. And
sure.
If anybody does have wireless modems, they should definitely turn them off at night, because, well, a lot of things are happening at nighttime, even with your cell phone. Your cell phone, there's an article that shows that there is like 1.5 gigabytes of information within a week's time that is uploaded from your cell phone at nighttime. So you have to avoid living close to power lines.
Mm-hmm. We do, yes. We're very aware of that. Yep.
Yeah. And then there's health things that you need to do. You need to, you know, take melatonin, because melatonin is highly impacted by the wireless. And I would just say anything that can help with antioxidant enzymes, superoxide dismutase and glutathione peroxidase, things like this that protect the cells from oxidative damage, because that's the other thing that's really occurring.
Now, you're involved with a product or device. Can you tell us more about what your
I sell a product called RayGuard, and it's made in Switzerland, and I import them from Germany, and I think they're wonderful. They're not an answer to 5G. I mean, I don't know what is an answer to 5G except not having it. But they do help mitigate it. When I didn't have, I have little units that I put in my socks because my feet were burning so badly I couldn't really be outdoors. And I said, I mean, it felt like when you touch dry ice and you get that dry ice burn,
yeah,
it was that severe. So by having these in my socks, I'm still burning, but at least I can walk to the grocery store. So I'm really happy about that. But I'm not going to be able to stay here for long. I'm looking already for someplace else. It's horrible when you're forced away from your community.
Now, how does this product actually neutralize or mitigate these waves?
It only takes the magnetic Tesla waves, and it changes the vortex of it so that it spins it around in an opposite direction so that it goes back to zero. It was developed by an electrically sensitive engineer in Switzerland, and it adheres to the Swiss laws of 2003, I think, 2008, and also the European directive. So it has been proven both by electrical means as well as by other things. And it was the thing that actually saved me from my Crohn's disease. But this was like, 4 years ago, when before 5G came out. And at that time, I was severely impacted. I had lost 45 pounds, looked like a Holocaust victim, my wife said. And after 3 weeks, I stopped running to the bathroom, and I was just like, wow, what's going on? And then I took them out because I couldn't believe it. And in 2 weeks, my symptoms were returning. So I put them back in my pocket, and I have not been without them. I should say I just had one. Later, I talked to a physician, an MD, who I had gone to see, and he said, Michael, you should carry two, maybe. And I said, well, I'll try it. And so I carry two. It does help me on planes. I don't get any jet lag or things like that from solar radiation.
That's very, very interesting. Now, of
and
course,
I put all my weight back on. My energy is back. I mean, so I'm so impressed with them that that's why I said, oh, I'm going to start selling these units. They're really
We actually have a link on our Wiki Politiki page. We have a link to your site and so on. Would you say that the quote unquote electrically sensitive among us are kind of like the chemically sensitive or environmentally sensitive, who are the canaries in the coal mine? That, this is something that is impacting everybody, and some people are showing the symptoms first, right?
Oh, definitely, yeah. And what's really shameful is that, like in schools up in Canada, I've read reports now that children 6 and 7 years old, where they now have wireless, are having heart issues and have implants of pacemakers. It's devastating what's happened in schools. But keep this in mind, throughout the United States, there are huge number of schools that will not allow the wireless, and they won't even allow it on campuses or anywhere. And also, children are not allowed to have the cell phones. In France, where it's a much lower level, children up until the age of 13 are not allowed to have cell phones.
Isn't that interesting? And, of course, in this country, just as TV was the babysitter back when we were kids, this has become the new thing, and it's very hard to keep children away from the fascinating lights and the screen and the interactivity with this magical device. In terms of our collective,
I was just going to say that Facebook admits that they have loops there that are addictive, and that they're connected to the dopamine loop within the brain. So they've admitted that, and Harvard has printed that as well.
I just saw an article that was looking at some of these quote-unquote conspiracy sites like QAnon, that says, very, very soon Hillary Clinton will be arrested and all of that, and they've been doing this for years. And what they do is they hook people like a game. You're given clues. You're given incentive to return. And really, it's the same kind of thing that I'm sure Facebook uses to get people to continue to engage over and over and over again. So part of the issue is that good for you or not, people are addicted to all of these things, and they will, you know, in addition to the health issue surrounding it, there's also the psychological and spiritual issue of giving yourself over to responding to a machine. You know, it's pretty scary.
Oh, very.
What I want to talk about, though, in the remaining time that we have, is how do we, given the fact that our government and mainstream media are almost completely under the control of these corporations, and it's very, very difficult to break through the soundless barrier and get an alternative message through on mainstream media. What do you see as the hopeful signs of people actually being able to stop the spread of this technology and then reverse it and replace it perhaps with fiber optics or something that's less damaging?
Well, the Commonwealth Club, in their meeting, everybody there agreed that wireless days are numbered. So I think that it's not unlike ethyl gasoline.
I knew Ethel. She hung out with Russell Papers. I knew them both very well.
Exactly. Yeah, she's the one. Anyway, there was a guy who was a geologist named Claire Patterson, who also, as a geologist, came closest to discovering the actual age of the Earth through testing of radiation. But he also was testing in regard to, he found something about lead. And he started to say, wow, lead is high in the environment, and it never has been before. What's going on? And it was because of gasoline. And How many years did it take? It took a long, long time before finally they banned it. And once they banned it, within a year, people's blood levels dropped 80% in terms of lead content.
Wow.
Now, the body stores lead, too, so that was still there. But what you worry about is, like, you and I are at an age where, you know, we know what it was like not to have a cell phone.
Hard to believe, yes, isn't it?
Yeah. I know.
We remember these big, huge car phones that were in the middle.
So what I think is just that it's going to take a lot of I have some hopes for San Francisco. I think that San Francisco may somehow or another be forced into doing something because, you know, San Francisco is the only city in the nation that has as one of its laws the precautionary principle. And If you have the precautionary principle, well, then all of a sudden, you know, which law is going to outweigh which? And courts are in our favor in the lower courts, but as you get up into the Supreme Court, that's all changed now.
Where the bad guys have taken hold and, you know, put themselves in power.
Yeah, it's such a shame. Yeah, but I think that it's just going to take a lot more suffering and connecting the dots for people. And once that happens, there's going to be a massive uprising against it, and there's going to it's a real shame. I mean, cell phones are wonderful in some ways, but you have to be so careful. And 3G is all that we need. That's all that we need. And even then, the cell phone companies, you know, the CTIA, once again, said to San Francisco when they unanimously passed a law saying cell phone companies are going to have to tell us how much radiation exposure we're receiving from each cell phone because each one is different. The CTIA said, oh, you do that, we're going to take you to court and we'll bury you in debt. And so
that's pretty much how they've worked it for so many years. It goes back.
But it
I was talking
courage.
To. Yep.
It takes courage to say, I'll be buried in debt? No, because I'm going to have every free attorney who's affected by this on my side, and you guys are going down.
I'll tell you a story that I heard from my good friend Richard Stockton. He's a great comedian who lives in Santa Cruz, but he is descended from the Richard Stockton who signed the Declaration of Independence. And his one of his distant relatives in the past, one of his ancestors, was a rancher in Southern California in the Bakersfield area in around the 1880s. And at that point, it was the railroad companies that were essentially threatening people and taking them to court to sue them to get them to provide right of way for the railroads. And so Christopher Columbus Stockton, his great-great-great-grandfather, got so incensed that he went out of the courthouse, got on his horse, rode his horse up the courthouse steps and into the court with a rifle. And with this rifle, he said, "This court case is now over." And he went. He took the guy who was being railroaded and took him out, and that land was never sullied by railroads. So we have a long history behind us.
Yes.
Hopefully we have a long history ahead of us if we do this. Thank you. Thank you, Michael Levesque, for clearing the air about 5G. This is Steve Behrman.
Thank you for having me. I really enjoyed talking to you, Steve.
I enjoyed it, too. Steve Behrman, Wiki Politiki, will be back with you next week.